What happened when you left it to your partner?
I love these stories. Yeah. You just think, you know what? I do it all. You can have a go. Shouldn't have. There was a man named...
I'll mail it. Didn't. There was a man named Brent who decided to plan his son's 6th birthday party when he sent the letterheads out from his work for the invites, his work letterheads, in work envelopes.
Oh,
he then made
festive.
It public. How festive. Made it public in a park with all he had was snags, white bread and tomato sauce. No other healthy options, vegan options, gluten-free, all that stuff you need these days. And the backup plan, if it rained, was a pub.
Great place.
Good try, Brent.
Yeah, don't call ahead the pub either. Just rock up
just
to
rock
a heaving
up,
pub on a Saturday afternoon.
25 screaming children hopped up on snacks.
It still sounds more organised than my Bucks party, though.
So. Absolutely.
Get Brent involved in Bucks 2.0. Kylie's in the Hunter Valley. Good morning, Kylie.
Hi, guys. a couple of years ago, my car rego was due and I asked hubby if he could pay for it because I was a bit busy.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days later, I got pulled over by the police and fined $1,600 for being unregistered.
And when you came home that day and said, you need to pay this, what did he say?
He went and pulled it out of the filing cabinet where he'd written paid on it and filed it.
Okay.
I don't think that's how it works. Don't think you did.
Oh, man.
Oh, good try, Kylie's husband.
Brilliant.
Yeah, the problem with marriage is you can't go, I'm so sorry, that's my mistake, I'll pay for it. It's
out of your money. 100%. It's all joint, yeah.
Patricia in Rutherford, what happened when you left it to your partner?
I asked, and well, we had a thing where who was home first cooked dinner. The night before, I put a can of fly spray on the back grill of your stove, the glass top, and he was cooking dinner. I had to run home and run a video back to Video Easy. It was 30 years ago. Those days, you had to have it back by 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And he was looking for the fly spray because I'm a big thing on mosquitoes. And he realised it was on the back of the stove after the stove had been cooking vegetables for 10, 20 minutes. The can was quite hot. Oh, better move that. It picked it up and it exploded.
Oh my gosh.
Does he have a hand?
It went through our roof, put a hole in it, just missed the architrave, and deafened him. And then my next-door neighbour, she was about 65, she thought he had a shotgun. So she locked all the windows, and she was like a nana to us. And she thought he'd gone berserk in our street. So dinner was ruined, the video didn't go back, and he was deaf for a couple of days.
I appreciate
and,
you,
and dinner. And those days, you used to buy the old mint fly spray, so our house stunk for hours and hours and hours.
At least it was mint.
Yeah, one of the more pleasant odours. I love that Patricia went with the video, didn't get sent back.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was
the fact that dinner was ruined. It's like, what about the hole in the roof?
Yeah. Oh, but the $6.50 late fee that you can negotiate down to 50% off.
Oh, my God. That is exactly what we're after, Patricia. Thank you for sharing. Tara's in Toronto. Good morning, Tara.
Morning.
What happened when you left it to your partner?
Well, it was actually my mother-in-law. When she had given birth to, well, my now husband, she left her husband the responsibility of registering the birth.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, he decided to change the name that they had agreed on.
Oh,
oh my God. So what was it and what did he change it to?
That's one way to get divorced.
Well, they are French. They had agreed on Francis, which is hugely popular and stuff, but he decided to change it to Nicholas, which I do appreciate.
Oh, great call. I was against it at first, but all of a sudden, that's a brand change.
You're not calling your kid Francis. Come on, Nicholas is way better.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It is something, though, that you would consult, maybe.
Maybe. Just maybe, Tara. Excellent call. Thank you for sharing your story. We're going to hook you up with a family pass to Pixar Putt Mini Golf, limited time at Wheeler Place from April 1st. Tickets are at pixarputt.com.au. But you can take Francis or Nicholas or whatever you call him these days along as well.
Thank you. That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Wow. Brent's all of a sudden looking all right.
He did. He's looking very good. Alpha Mark's next.